hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Is it that time of the week again, girlfriend?
It is. Where we are here to kind of vomit what's been bugging us. Verbally vomit on our show what's been bugging us. The things that have caught our attention. I think this morning I walked in and you had CNN on, and sometimes you have Fox on, and some times you have MSNBC on. So you have all. I typically go farther down the dish number to get my my international news.
Got it. Right.
All that stuff. Right. And my I don't know that it's kind of like my black news, basically, because it says for
and then you go to Al Jazeera to get your Muslim news.
I get it all.
You get it all, girlfriend.
And I realize that every story can be looked upon in all different ways.
Yeah.
And slanted ever so slightly.
Yes.
In all different ways. And at the end, you're just going, I don't know if I need to care about this that
much. I don't really care anymore. I'm done.
I'm done, Karen.
Yeah.
And I'm done,
How
Karen.
Dare you? How dare you?
How dare
slant
you?
Everything.
So last night, and so here we are, mother-daughter team. We're just kind of our favorite hour of the week because
yes.
we get to just be ourselves.
You be you, me be me.
Yeah, you be you. Me be me, and like that good old Cat Stevens song, if you want to be me, be me.
If you want to be you, be you.
There's a whole lot going on in the world,
right.
if you know what I mean. Exactly.
We met our first, well, we didn't really meet our first
doppelganger.
They. We had a they in our lives yesterday.
Yes.
And then we had a he-she in our life. Like Saturday or she. No, okay. he.
Just a she, mom.
Okay.
Just a she.
All right.
if you're going to even attempt to use pronouns, then you must say that you're going to attempt to use them correctly.
But the lower half was a he and the upper half was a she.
For sure.
So he.
Okay. But I think she wants to be called she.
She. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And that's how we're playing it.
All right.
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
But it's interesting because I love this time we're living in.
Yes.
I used to be, you said you're still not 100% sure because you feel like you're being judged everywhere.
Yeah.
Hence, I just judged you for not using the appropriate pronouns. I say we throw out all pronouns out.
Yes.
And it was interesting.
Because they're not really pronouns, they're connouns.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Because they're all judgy.
Everything's judgy. Even
it has to be a judgy.
Everything
has to have their own certain slant on everything.
Well, and I think the reason why we no longer have to judge is that previously, the only way people would hook up and meet people is out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, interacting with one another.
Right.
Now, I think that's totally off the table.
Oh, yeah.
I think no one is allowed to meet anyone except in the virtual world.
Yeah.
First.
Because if you meet them in the real world, they could be rapey.
Yeah. And it could, well, and also it could be like, are you asking me on a date? Because I'm just working here, sir.
Yeah.
And I know that I've seen you every day as my customer, but
yeah.
I don't date customers.
Yeah.
And I don't want to date, you know.
And I don't want to lose my job. Everything is like flat.
I go, but I happen to be on Tinder, and if you happen to land on my profile and swipe left, we'll go down. We'll be good to that.
We're GGG or, or GTG.
Yeah. Good to go. I think it is GGG, but I don't know what the other G stands for.
I just like GTG.
I like GTG. Yeah. Good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on Tinder and I'm GTG.
Yes. So there is another app out there called Hinge. I don't get it. I really don't understand it because it talks about this app is designed to be deleted as soon as you meet someone. I'm like, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're meeting forever or the matches are so good, the kismet's so great that you won't need another app after it? I just don't know.
Well,
what that
I don't even understand what you're saying because to have a you know, something that's a business.
Yes.
And that you only have a customer one time.
That's a
poor business model.
Yes.
That's like saying, I want to sell you this light bulb and I'll never see you again.
And it'll last forever.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you something about those light bulb bozos.
They're liar light bulbs.
They're liars. We've bought light bulbs that should last
20 years.
20 years. Yeah. 6 months later, I'm buying me a new light bulb.
You know what they're saying? It's your wiring.
Yes.
And not us.
Are also saying, dang, you use that much in 6 months as someone normally would use in 20 years. I'm like, F you, this I do not.
F you be you.
I go, yeah, exactly. So anyway, it was interesting because I asked, because Dad and I need to tell you the story about Chinese food, because I think this Chinese food that we had yesterday led me to some interesting things happening in my life.
Mm. Well, can I say something first about the Chinese food?
Sure.
It has been a long time.
Yes.
Love me long time.
Can't say that either. Go for it. First it's of all, that's not Chinese. That reference is not Chinese.
Is that Japanese?
Where was that from? Movie from?
Me love you long time.
Yeah, but where was that movie from?
I don't know.
It was from, I think, Apocalypse Now. Or, it was about the Vietnam War. Okay. It was one of those Vietnam
Then I can use that reference then.
We've had Vietnam food.
No, we had Chinese food.
Yes.
But it has been a long time.
Yes, we have. It's been a long time. We used to have it, I think, like at least every quarter, right?
Yeah.
Once every 3 months, we might have Chinese.
But then our Chinese place that we used to get it a couple years ago got stopped by the health department, and they had to close down for a long time.
Well, then COVID happened.
And then COVID happened, and they were still closed down for a long time. But now they have new people.
Yes.
But we haven't been there yet, but we went to Panda.
Yes.
And we decided to have Chinese food, and can I say we woke up swollen.
Well, we Normano was home, and we all went out for lunch. We got a thing of pork fried rice, sweet and sour pork, and beef and broccoli. And, you know, you have a little bit for lunch, and you have a little bit for dinner.
Right.
And we're like, okay, cool. We all just had a little tasting because we hadn't had any in a while.
Right.
And then I had
an egg roll.
Had an egg roll, too. And I could tell, though, as the night was going on, my feet were getting more swollen. My fingers were getting swollen. And I woke up, you know, with the dreaded food hangover.
Yeah.
You
know? That's why.
You know, you're just like, holy cow, what did I do?
And Norm was worth sick.
It? And he was sick.
He had like two episodes of diarrhea.
Oh.
Diarrhea.
Thank you, Queen, for writing that song for us. Diarrhea, let it go.
No.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea, let me go.
I will not let you go.
Let me go.
No. Yeah. What are we doing?
I don't know. Just off the cuff. Anyway, so
I see a little bit of mental of a man. Got a mooch. Sorry.
If you're gonna,
will you do the fandango?
But you don't need to keep going with the diarrhea thing.
That's true.
You just now you went back to the queen thing.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So anyway.
And now queen's going to charge me.
Exactly. So, but at the Chinese restaurant,
right.
There the person that was waiting on us, I really couldn't tell.
Right.
I mean, the person's voice was very feminine and high.
Mm-hmm.
And very sweet person, but had a beard, but it was masked. So, but I could tell it was the person was growing facial hair, and kind of looked. Well, it was a bigger person, but very soft everywhere. But couldn't tell really anything. Mm-hmm. So I was curious, though, when we got into the car because Normano came with me. I was just curious what Norm thought.
What he thought, yeah.
I was going to say what that person thought, Normano. And Norm's like, oh, that was definitely a trans person turning into a man.
Right.
Oh, no, turning into a woman.
Right.
From a man.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, interesting, because I think it's a totally the opposite one.
Right.
No, a woman turning into a man. Right. He thought it was a man turning into a woman.
You put peanut butter on my chocolate. You put chocolate on my peanut butter.
And I say transition because that's what everybody's calling it.
Right.
They're transitioning.
Right.
And so back in the day when we were growing up, when a person finally transitioned over, you wouldn't put the word transition in front. You would just, oh, you're done. It's like you're now female or male. There wouldn't be. But now it's just totally appropriate to use the word trans. In front of it, I guess.
Right.
And that's cool. I like that idea. Anytime we can take extreme actions off the table and you still get the same results. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Like, if you don't have to have major ass surgery to feel like yourself,
right.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I am totally all for it.
Right.
Like Dan Savage says, you know, you can be comfortable with your penis even though you're a female.
Right.
You know, I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Why not?
Well, what's that one country that so hates gays that they offer free training?
Iran. Oh, yeah. Now, this is what I heard. In some very extreme countries mm-hmm. where being homosexual is completely against the law, if they will say, hey, if you like men so much and you're a man,
then we're making you a girl.
We can turn you into a woman.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. As someone who has,
that scares her. I don't want to be a woman. I just want to be gay.
Well, because also in this, I'm guessing in all of these cultures, yeah. being a woman ain't that bunch of a piece of cake.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
Not only do we make you a woman, we make you wear a burqa.
Yeah. You have to be a woman, and now you're subservient to that man that you wanted so badly. And you're like, well,
that ain't cool.
I'll just like pray for like to win the lottery and come to America or someplace else. I don't know. But it was interesting. But so that's neither here nor there. Because I had the Chinese food hangover mm-hmm. where I just didn't feel great, but the food was okay too. But I realized mm-hmm. like I think Midwestern Chinese food is completely watered down. It mm-hmm. just basically was like mm-hmm. a ton of chicken nuggets over a bed of white rice mm-hmm. with this really orange sweet sauce mm-hmm. and like sweet and sour chicken.
I have to tell you, pork. I was watching the Food Channel.
Yes.
And they were doing some kind of Chinese. And yeah. And they were saying, oh, Jet Tila, okay. who is a foreign man. He was making an orange sauce.
Yes.
And he says, I just want you to know that there is no orange in orange sauce.
Oh.
And that is the truth. And he made an orange sauce. There was no orange in it. It was all just food coloring, or whatever.
It. Yes,
it was. So but it
my
wasn't
sweet
orange.
And sour sauce should not look fluorescent orange,
right?
Which it did. It was very pretty.
It was orange.
It was like, what? Where did this come from?
You see that color in nature,
and then you're like, that's the Midwestern Chinese food. Getcha.
So it really is watered down, and I'm really getting just sort of like done with everything being watered down.
The flavors.
Just charge more,
right?
To make it right,
yeah.
Or charge less to make it watered down,
right? Yeah, and when,
don't try and mess me up like this.
I understand. You meant watered down because I didn't think any of our stuff was watered down yesterday. It was more just the flavors were.
Well, I've been talking about like McDonald's.
Okay.
For example, their meat.
Yes. You feel like their double cheeseburger, they add a lot of water to that burger.
Yes. They add a lot of water to their meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what I feel like.
I agree.
I don't like watered down meat, people.
None. Now, speaking of watered down meat. Okay.
This is where we want to go today.
Yes. Okay. Now, I got like these two thoughts. Okay. So I'm blaming this on Chinese food because I'm going to be very, 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 very watered down in my description of what I dreamt about last night.
Okay.
But I had a full blown out sex dream about
Chinese food?
No. Howie Mandel.
No.
Yes. I don't know why. And I'm blaming it on the Chinese food because I haven't dreamt in a while.
Yeah.
And
I remembered your dreams.
Right. And it was the first time in a long time that I went to bed at 10:30 mm-hmm. and woke up at 6 with mm-hmm. nothing in between.
Right.
Like I fell hard.
Right.
Now I had taken a nap at 3:30 to 6:30.
Yeah. Right.
Because we had had one of those days where
energetically
we just blew our wad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had Chinese food. I'm going. So I went.
We all took a nap.
Yeah. Woke up. And then we had more Chinese food.
Yeah. And then we took another nap.
And went to bed.
It might have been, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
There might have been some poppy seed. Real poppies.
Real poppies in that Chinese food.
Real poppies in that Chinese food.
Okay, so can I share my watered-down sex dream with Howie Mandel?
Yeah.
Okay, which I'm not against Howie Mandel as my sexual appetite or my kink. Mm-hmm. I just, he's never been on my list.
No.
So the fact that he came in on
my
list.
He would never be on my list.
No.
Never.
First of all, I know he is very germ phobic. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that kind of comes Ooh. Into it. He's like my COVID yeah. sexual yeah. fantasy.
Well, when you said the word Howie Mandel, I see a latex glove over the top of the man's head
right.
blown up
right.
with five fingers sticking out.
Yes.
That does not turn me on, but
no.
Oh well.
But we know that he's okay to use latex. So he's all about protection.
Okay.
So we're good.
Okay.
Now, I believe I'm married to this guy. We have a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. We're very comfortable with each other, and mm-hmm. we're like a couple. We may even be married for all I know. I know. I'm married to Howie Mandel. Isn't
I love
that
it.
Yes.
Julie and, Mandel.
Julie Mandel, exactly. Okay, so then during my dream, we're kind of like just kissing a little bit, and all of a sudden he has a full-blown erection. And he's okay. and we're both very happy about this.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, like it's been a long time for you because
yeah.
you've had erectile dysfunction or something. We're oh. like, we're a couple, a married couple, long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And he's like, long time. He goes, oh my God. And I'm like, well, we can't let this go to waste. So, but I then perform fellatio on him. Like, I'm in my mind, I am going down on him.
Oh.
I know.
A BJ?
Yes. That's right. And in my mind, as I'm doing this, I'm like, well, this is interesting. I'm like, and he's completely bald, by the way.
Down there?
Yes. There's no hair anywhere. He's okay. got no hair on top of his head or anywhere.
Okay.
Okay. And then, but in my mind, at some point, I'm going, just come already. God, how long do I have to do this?
How long do I have to
and
wait?
And in my mind, I as I'm witnessing my dream from above as well, because mm-hmm. I've been doing my Sam Harris meditation, so not only can I be in my mind,
but
I
can change. You can witness it.
I can witness my mind, and I can change my consciousness, so yeah. I'm changing. Yeah. I'm playing with my consciousness in my dream.
That's so good. So
I know.
And then you're watching yourself playing with yourself and with your consciousness in your dream.
I know. It literally is like two mirrors.
Yeah.
Of consciousness yes. focused directly on each other, and it goes on for
infinity.
Infinity. So it was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So then at that point, like I said, I'm like, oh my God. And so, but I'm also performing in the sense of like, oh, I'm so happy for you that you're able to get an erection and it's still going on.
Yeah.
And then back in my mind, I'm like, how much more do I have to do? Just
so there's
let
a, there's
go.
There's a split there.
Oh, and now just by saying this.
Yeah.
I have been feeling that way.
I agree.
Which is, how much more do I have to do to experience, to for this to have release?
Yes.
For
the release.
Person, for the release to occur.
Exactly.
How much
Julie,
more?
Julie, that dream is beautiful.
It's so
it's so perfect. It's like, you know, you gotta take it. You gotta just take it, girl.
I gotta pretend to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Be happy for somebody else's.
Compersion.
Compersion. Happy for compersion, which is like, I'm happy for other people's
Being
joys.
Happy, that's right.
Yeah. And so, you know, I am in some way part of Howie Mandel's, mm-hmm. you know, experience. He's happy that, you know, this time of his life, his erectile dysfunction is done.
Yeah.
This is all in my dream. So I'm not saying I don't know anything about his erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. But it's not about, it's not really
It's not about
Howie
Mandel. Yeah. It's
about
me.
It's like Howie Mandela. Howie Mandel.
Oh, Howie Mandel.
Howie. It's like Howie Man.
Dull.
I don't know.
Howie Man up.
Yeah.
Howie Man.
Something.
Howie Man. Oh, good. Yeah. I like where we're going with this.
Yeah.
You know, but I have to tell you, I woke up.
Howie Man up.
Yeah. I'm going to say Howie Man up.
Yeah.
And Dell. Dell means river, water, you know.
Yes.
So who knows?
Yeah.
There could be a lot of things going on there. I like what you're going. I like breaking it down this way.
Yeah.
But it was weird because I woke up. And thought to myself, oh, I slept the whole night through.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically what happens when you wake up and you remember your dream and your dream fades away 2 seconds later, right?
Not this one.
Oh, not this one. I woke up happy, not even thinking I had a dream. Mm-hmm. And then this huge memory comes back going, holy crap, I dreamt
really
about
that is so
pleasuring
cool.
Howie Mandel.
So in other words, you didn't, when you woke up, you didn't have it, and it just flooded back.
Flooded in.
That is like a download.
And it, yes, I was downloaded with this. And not just that, then it has stayed with me. I didn't lose any part of it. I didn't lose any part of the memory.
I love it.
I'm like, well, this is very awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love the idea, too, of him being hairless.
Well, because I did,
that's,
too.
Yeah, that's got to be representative of something.
Well, okay, and I will tell you that that part of my dream, you the other day said to me, oh, I noticed, because we share the same Groupon account, we have no effing boundaries in this family. There's none.
But we close our eyes when somebody's like taking their top off or
well,
whatever.
Well, yeah, we said, or like Norm goes the other day, I'm talking to you in your bedroom. Come and see in your bedroom. The dog's here. Dad's in the shower. And then he goes, ah, Julie, I forgot my towel. Just turn away and close your eyes. And I'm like, oh, God, all right. That's fine. I'm like, thank you for informing me. Because I, as I close my eyes, my consciousness shuts down. And I don't realize that, you know, he could be 2 feet away from me or 10 feet away from me or 100 feet away from me. I don't know. So I was grateful for
so
that.
So that's our boundaries in this household.
Yeah.
Is just the eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
Notification and eyes closed.
Yeah, it shuts out the world.
Yeah.
Eyes are closed.
Yeah.
World's shut out. People are, boundaries are preserved, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So what else I was going to say, though? I was going to say something else.
About the hairless.
Oh, okay. About Groupon. Yes. So I had something that popped up on our emails about like, hey, laser hair removal treatment, you know, now on Groupon. And I'm like, oh, I'll click on that. And then I couldn't get in, log into Groupon, and I had a lot of stuff going on. I'm like, I'll revisit that. Mm-hmm. And then, but of course, whatever happens on the internet then stays on the internet. And then 20, you know, and a day later, you're going, oh, I'm so happy for you, Julie. I see that you're going to try and get laser treatments for that hair growth that's going on. And I'm like, yes.
One more thing.
And I'm not like completely a beard, mm-hmm. but what I've realized, I used to tweeze. Sometimes I just have a few hairs there, right?
Yeah.
But what happened was I saw a commercial called Flawless, and they gave you this little tool that you could just quickly, easily remove hair from your chin or your upper lip, and it wouldn't grow back darker or hairier. That is a bold-faced mother effing lie.
Well, it does quickly remove it, but it quickly regrows it.
It quickly regrows it. Yeah. And you're just like, so now I'm going to have to just... Yeah. I'm thinking about upping my ante on that.
Yeah.
Because I know, and this is also changing of the hormones.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. Yeah. So as I get older, I am content to throw away all pronouns because I don't know where I'm going to land on the spectrum.
Just thank God that we have laser.
Laser. Exactly. Well, it's funny because you know how even on Amazon, we all share the same Amazon account, which, you know, is fine because you only pay the one Prime. We all live together. Why pay two Primes, right? But what happens is sometimes I think about buying you a gift or buying something that I personally don't want everybody to know I'm buying. And then, like, you'll go and buy something like, oh, you know, do you, or Alexa will go, hey. You
know,
it's been 3 months since you bought the lube. Do you want some more lube? And I'm like, oh, God, Alexa. I go, I'm talking to my parents right now. Mom and Dad, was it lube for you or was it for me? You know, I mean, so you can't, you just feel like there's boundaries broken. But I have to tell you, if I was going to put, so there's consequences to us living the way we live, which is
good and bad.
Good and bad, which is the consequences are there's no
judging.
But we're not judgy,
right?
But there's no privacy,
right?
The pro is there's no privacy. I don't get, you know,
right?
And it kind of keeps you in check,
right? Keeps me in check.
There's a lot of people out there that have a lot of privacy, and they can dive deep into their kinks so much that they're just like, you know, they need a little bit of a governor on them,
right?
You know, I mean, honestly, if I didn't have you and Armando just kind of knowing my secrets a little bit, I may have cupboards full of candy. I may have, you know, a monthly supply of cupcakes from so-and-so coming to my house. I may have sex toys coming that I'm not aware of. But because I have a governor, Mom and Daddy. Yeah.
Governor Christine Marie.
Exactly. The governor, really, if you don't know the reference to a vehicle, if you have a governor on your engine, you can only go certain so fast.
Yes.
55. I don't know if they even have governors anymore on
trucks. I don't know.
Trucks.
They used to. I mean, if you used to work for somebody, they would put governors on your engine so that they knew that you weren't speeding.
But nowadays, I think they, I just don't know.
So really, it's like a lid.
It's a lid.
It's a lid.
And honestly, don't we all need lids to our pot sometimes? I think
we do. Every pot has a lid.
I think we do. So, okay, now. So
and that's why there's Hinge.
That's why there's Hinge. So I then was watching the internet, and I don't know why, but watching the internet. I was on the internet. And do you remember who Anna Paquin is?
Yes.
Okay, the cute little girl that was in Piano and grew up actress, yada, yada, yada. True Blood. Yes, that was a show on HBO that she was on.
I just remember her in The Piano.
Yeah, where she's a little kid. She's a cute little kid. And a cute adult as well. But she has, she's bisexual. And she says she's bisexual and she's happy to be married to a man who just happens to be, who's married to a human who happens to be a man. That's what she says. Now, and I'm like, I assume every
she's married to a man who's married to a man.
No, no. Sorry. No, no. She's married to a man who's married to her.
Okay.
But she's saying she's bisexual.
Okay, so
and they have two kids. Now, the reason why this is even news is because she got shamed for being bisexual and married to a man because this person said, I'm so tired of people coming out as bisexual who are in long-term relationships with the opposite sex.
Right.
And sometimes married and have kids.
How dare you?
And then think like, oh, now you're cool because you come out as being bisexual.
Yeah, now you want to be cool.
Now you want to be cool. You want to be bisexual. Yeah. And then she goes, okay, so you know, stop shaming me because I'm not bisexual enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
When's it going to stop? And I thought, that's true because sometimes, you know, Mom, have you ever felt like you're just not enough of something? Like you say that you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell somebody you're a writer, someone's going to judge you and think, oh, really, Christine? What have you been writing lately?
Yeah.
Do you write every day? Mm-hmm. I'm a writer. Even though I have not published, I get in the morning, every morning at 5 o'clock and from 5 to 7 a.m. before I start my day of work, I write 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been writing, Christine?
Right.
And then you're like, so
don't
what?
Stop shaming me.
Can't I say I'm a writer even though I haven't written something
right.
in the last month?
Right.
I mean,
don't shame me for not being the writer you are.
Yes. And what if my writing of a month ago is 100 times better than your writing that you're writing a day?
Right.
We just don't know.
Right. Keep writing.
Keep writing. And so I find it interesting, though, that people are really about judging everybody.
Yeah.
For just like not being enough of it, not being all in.
They do say that. They go, you know, you're not enough, or you, and then they go like this, but oh, sexuality is just a construct.
Right. Well, if it is just a construct, then gives a shit?
Why do you give a care?
Why do you care?
Like Debbie Lovato just came out as a they.
Yes. And the first thing she did was cut her hair.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something.
She still looks like a girl to me.
Well, not, but just at that. What do we care if her hair is short or long?
Yeah.
How is that the judging of if somebody is they or not?
Right.
So if she was. If
that's kind of what I want to say too. Like okay, so just your haircut does not make you whatever. But then all of a sudden, that's the first thing you do, like a mask.
Yes,
it's just a piece of cotton.
Yes,
with some elastic on it, but yet it like freaking divides the country.
Brilliant, Mom. And like, why? Like you were watching. I think you were telling about your preacher man that you said. What was that preacher man telling you?
Don't, that just kind of was, that was it. It's just like, this thing is neutral. It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's a piece of cloth with some elastic.
Yes.
And yet it had the power.
To divide us.
The power to, and like when you see somebody coming out of a Casey's or whatever with no mask on.
Yeah.
You know, like impudent, like, you know, or like. You know, you see like a BP, you know, like we don't wear masks in here.
Yes.
How dare you bring your mask in here?
Well,
how
I think dare that you it's bring be your hysterical.
Mask full of COVID in here.
I really believe this in a month from now. What you're going to have is that the people who have all been vaccinated are no longer wearing our masks.
Yeah.
And the people who haven't and refuse to be vaccinated will have to wear masks. And I'll be like, this world, I don't get it.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And, cuckoo.
Yeah.
And well, we had someone, a young man come into our house a couple days ago. And
a strapping young man.
He had his, he was kind of strapping, wasn't he? He had his mask on. And the first thing you said is, well, we're all vaxxed in here. Are you?
Yeah.
And he went, oh, yeah. And then take it off, baby. The first thing you said is to the guy walking, take it off.
And then he goes, all right. And I said, I did not mean your mask. Keep the mask on. My brain's been rewired to think everybody with a mask now is really hot. Take the top off.
It's going to be cute now to see everybody's faces.
It is.
What they,
hence
the dental.
And the laser.
Yeah.
I'm creating my physical vision board.
Back to the Crest white strips again.
Oh, my God. Now it's just horrible. I know. I can't take it. I gotta up my ante again. So I feel like the world though is, and this is why I'm not on social media. I should be on social media, but I'm not because mm-hmm. I like talking about people saying silly stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. But personally, I would rather see someone say, "How you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm doing fine. Good to know you. Like, you know, what you been up to? You know, yada yada yada. Yeah.
I'm going to say this about you though.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You wish everyone a great day.
I do.
I mean, I'm a little tired of it. I mean, anybody that even says anything to you, oh, by the way, have a great day.
Yeah.
Do you really mean it, Jules?
I really do because I want to have a great day.
So you're seeding.
I'm seeding.
Yes.
And
like, you know, McDonald's, here's your coffee. Have a great day.
You did.
And keep the change.
Yeah. Like, you too. I'm like, why not? What's the harm?
That's so sweet.
And then you're like, well,
it's a blessing.
It annoys the hell out of you. That's the
harm. Well, I'm like, oh my God, how many people is she going to wish a great day to?
I won't say anything. How about that?
No. I enjoy it, honestly.
No, you don't have to. How about this? You don't have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything about it. You just be neutral about it.
I'm going to be neutral like the mask, piece of mask is neutral.
It's just neutral.
Yeah.
Like your hair, whether it's short or long. In a man bun, or and like, is it?
Yeah, but you judge man buns.
I do.
I've seen you judge man bun
people. I'm comfortable.
How is that guy? Man bun.
Man bun.
I don't know what that means, girl. But judgy.
I'm a tad of the man bun, but. It's just a fashion, but if it's not just fashion, you got me. I'm a judgy person. I'm going to go to hell. I've been judging people on their man buns. I'm not saying a bad thing about the man bun.
No, you're just judging. I'm just saying. You're calling it.
I'm calling it. He's got a man bun.
Yeah.
And I should say, he's got a bun. Why should I call a man bun?
Ah,
just a bun. There is my problem.
That's it. That's it right there.
Well, but here's the thing, too. Like, when I remember growing up in high school, and then we had our sexuality class, you know, they used to tell us all the time that during puberty, if you have thoughts of the same sex and the opposite, that doesn't mean that you are gay or straight.
Right.
Like you can think of yourself as completely, you know, heterosexual
and
still have thoughts of like, oh, that woman's pretty or like, oh, or like a sexual urge or whatever for a split second or whatever.
Right.
Now, though, I think people would think, well, that automatically means you're on the spectrum of bisexuality.
Yeah.
And so I'm just thinking we're all on the spectrum of bisexuality.
Norm was saying, Hermana was saying something about Australia, that they're changing their laws now.
I think it was Sweden.
Sweden. Mm-hmm. It was Switzerland.
Okay. Switzerland, was it? Switzerland.
I think
is.
It was Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Okay. Let's choose one.
You choose it. Tell a story.
I'll say Switzerland.
Okay.
That they now... there is a law in effect that you can't change a child's hormones, you know, under 12.
I appreciate that.
Because I do too. Because I guess parents were like going, oh, I don't know, the kid's acting gay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't think they're saying that. Because Well, I think that is a key. I think that is warranted what you just said, that that there are some people who are messed up enough to say, well, maybe he's, my son is not gay. But,
and they start him on hormones.
Yeah. And I think it is wrong.
On girl hormones.
But if it's,
under 12.
If it's all a construct.
That's right.
Who cares what your hormone level says then?
Right.
That's the thing I don't get. Yeah. At some point, if it's just all a construct, you don't have to have the surgery. You don't have to have the hormones. Mm-mm. You get to be who you can be. Be who you be. If you want to be me, be me.
If
I suggest not
be,
be
you,
me, though. Yeah, do not be me. I'm, my
please
head
don't
is,
be me.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, I'll be apologizing for my life.
I'll sing the song, but don't be
if
me.
If you want to be me, be me. Would you suggest it? If you want to be you. Go for it. There's a million ways to do it. You know what I mean. Yes. Boy, get Cat Stevens, man.
I love him.
He was smart before
he's
his time.
He's still alive.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Not creating new stuff. He came out with a new album, and it was basically his old album remastered. It's like, why not? It's like, and it wasn't better than the.
You can't say the word master, Julie, anymore.
Oh,
stop it. Primary.
Redone. Yeah, that's that. Primary.
Yeah, you can't say
exactly.
Master.
Mm-hmm. So, but there's a new podcast coming out, too, which is like really interesting, called Trust Me. It's about, and I've only heard previews, so I haven't heard any of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea, and I like the commercial of it, which is people who've been gotten into cults and been bamboozled by the leader of the cult.
Mm.
And they said, listen, and they both, these two women both have been, and they said, listen, if you think you're too smart to be in a cult, that's how we felt. And you're, no one's ever too smart to be manipulated into whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they listed all these different scenarios. Have you ever gone way deep into a new spiritual philosophy or a new this or a new that? And I'm like, this is our tribe. Instead of a tribe, it's a cult. I mean, I think the tribe and a cult is a very, very slight difference.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, very, very slight difference.
Yeah.
So
I like the word bamboozled.
Do you like the word bamboozled?
Yeah,
is it a real word?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you're gonna go like, "Hello, people. I'm the chief bamboozler."
Well, I mean, I would like to find a cult of daughters who really do like to hang out with their parents.
Yeah,
even at the tender age of 50. I would like to meet those people, and like we could discuss our cats, which I don't have. You know, we could break the stereotype of that.
You would just have the cult of the Grey Gardens.
Yeah, a cult. Oh, Grey Garden cult.
Yeah,
that would be
GGC.
Like, exactly.
Hey, are you GGC?
Yeah. I just had another thought about being bisexual, and like nowadays, I just assume everybody's on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
some people have the Asperger.
Yes.
Spectrum.
Yes.
Like Elon Musk.
Yes. He says he has Asperger's.
Yes.
Which, you know. But I think that Asperger's.
He should check more. That way.
Because if there's a burger in your ass, buddy, pull it out. That's not good. Do you remember back in the day?
When I first heard that word.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I was like you're fucking shitting me.
Exactly.
Same. Why would you, if you're going to have a disease, name it Asperger's? I just don't
know. I think you're so brilliant here because I like to know some of the things, like, okay, when you first heard the word Asperger's, you thought this is a made-up symptom,
sure,
a made-up syndrome, and a made-up word.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not a real syndrome, but I don't believe somebody would call it Asperger's.
Right.
Okay, now, I remember hearing for the first time that there was a procedure called transplant. It was poop plant.
Poop transplant.
Feces. Fecal plant transplant.
Fecal transplants.
Fecal transplant. Yeah. And then we had this discussion in a car, and I said, you're lying to me. I know there's no way in the world there will be this thing called fecal transplant. They're like, no, they're saying it's
Julie,
like
Julie, what am I telling you now?
There is a thing called fecal transplant.
That's right.
And it's actually old stuff now. I mean, like, not old poop, because that would be wrong. But people who have had chronic digestive problems, they can take fecal capsules.
Right.
And it, like instantly.
Right.
The bacteria then goes into your colon and right. like, interesting.
You're done.
And they actually suggest saving your own poop at different ages, mm-hmm. freezing it, mm-hmm. and then ingesting it later in life because you because you lose
sort of like your umbilical cord.
Because like what happens to your gut, yeah. you have a when you're born, you have a ton of bacteria, right, going yeah. on, and you may have bacteria colonies going on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those colonies, you know, they break down. What do you call it? Collapse? Mm. And then you don't have as healthy as a colon as you need to have, and a digestive tract. And so they suggest that there are people out there that have very very healthy digestive tracts, and that the best way for them to make money is to capsulate their poop and put it into bottles. And there we are.
You know those poor women in India that used to rent out their wombs?
Yes.
And then India stopped it?
Yes.
I'm suggesting
a whole new poop industry.
That down in India.
What would the website be? Poop to go? Well, maybe. Take two?
I would say Indian poop to go.
See, I now the female, weird part is
no female Indian poop.
I wonder.
I don't
though,
want the males to get in on it.
I have, yeah, exactly. I am. I think I'm not judging, but I think males are disgusting. So I would rather have my poop.
If you're going to ingest poop,
yes,
it's got to be female poop.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You may do that. Anyway, we just don't know it.
Right.
I can remember one time they were saying that in McDonald's unsweetened tea,
yeah,
there's like
up.
Certain parts of per millimeter
yeah,
of
I guess.
Fecal
Mom, stop.
Matter.
Stop. Because you know, you say McDonald's unsweetened tea because you know the only thing I ever buy at McDonald's
Sorry?
Is unsweetened tea. Yes, but you are right. At the time,
I'm just trying
years
to,
ago,
yes.
this woman decided for her MIT, you know, thing.
MBA.
MBA or NBA, you know, that she would test ice for bacteria at McDonald's. And surprise! A lot of fecal matter in that ice.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we'll be able to buy. And then I just think, you know what, though?
Ice,
I would
baby.
Pay good money for fecal matter in a
now,
capsule.
That's right.
I'm just getting it free. It's an right. added benefit for yeah. my McDonald's.
That's right. It comes free in your water.
It comes free in my water.
Frozen water.
Yeah.
Frozen fecal matter water.
Yeah.
Now that is a website. That's a .com.
Frozen fecal water?
Frozen fecal matter water .com.
That, oh, sure.
Frozen
sure.
fecal water, yes.
Frozen fecal water. Why don't we just call it ice? Frozen fecal water. Or just iced fecal, ice poop. There we go. I got it down to
That's
you.
It.
It's only now it's only seven letters long.
Yeah. Icepoop.com.
Icepoop.com.
Look it up.
I should see if icepoop.com is available.
And then somebody stumbles on it. They're selling poop pills.
And it supposedly totally, you know, corrects your digestive tract. So, but what I'm saying, okay, now
we get off track.
I don't know where I was going for this.
Yeah.
But I want to say that there have been times in my life that I have enjoyed diving deep into quote unquote spiritual cults.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
I consider a different, if the cult people say you can't see your family members, then I think it's a cult, not just a tribe.
Right, right.
Like, I think that we should all be able to hang out with each other. Even if some people wear a MAGA hat and some people wear a MAGA hat with a circle and a line across the red, we should all be able to hang out together and enjoy each other, right?
Yeah, right.
But if they're saying you cannot, you know, people from
right.
who, you know, then that's a cult.
Right.
You need to squish it down
right.
fast.
Right.
Because that needs to stop.
Also, I think a good sign of a cult is if they brand you.
Yes.
If they have a little thing and they brand your belly.
If they have to brand you physically, you know, make something very
right.
hot.
Right.
And put it on your skin.
Yeah.
That is also a cult and you should run fast. Run fast. But when we were diving deep into Abraham Hicks stuff
mm-hmm.
and law of attraction stuff,
mm-hmm.
that was a fun several years.
Yes.
and a real fun first year, right?
Oh, real fun.
I mean, like meeting people and taking classes and talking this talk and like, this is wild. This is great. This is awesome. And then still the real work comes in. You've got to
And then wait a minute. You still have to do the work too?
I have been fantasizing and telling the world I'm a multimillionaire lottery winner every single day. Why isn't it here? It's not here because you're questioning it. Why it's not here. You have in your vibration. And then also too, when they say the only reason why the plane crashed was because you were in a vibratory alignment with having the plane crash. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be experiencing law of attraction guilt.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it for good. Not bad.
As a superhero power girlfriend.
Yeah. But so, you know, I remember we loved Art Bell.
Yes.
And diving deep into the conspiracies. Mm-hmm. And Swerdlow.
Yes.
What's his first name? Janet.
David.
No, Swerdlow. No.
Stuart.
Stuart Swerdlow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Stuart Swerdlow, who is I loved him.
Yes.
And then he went from a free
website
that, and we should buy products from him,
yeah,
to a monthly subscription, and
which
I was like
expensive.
I'm like, I don't know, you know. Yeah. And it was interesting because I didn't miss it. I got over it,
right?
But there are these things you dive deep in, there's kind of fun, but then when if it starts making the rest of your world look crazy, mm-hmm, and you can't get up to work, or work now seems so impossible, mm-hmm, because the people that you work with, they're just drones. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing, or
yeah,
clones.
You're exactly right. Because, I mean, we still need to live in this 3D
yes
world. And even if you may think that everything's a thing or a, you know,
simulation,
deep state.
Yeah, deep state. Oh my gosh.
You
yeah
know, all of that stuff, or they are listening and
yeah
all of that stuff. Which they may be, but what the hell are you going to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to like dig a hole and live in the ground,
yeah,
you know, in your whatever? Are you going to buy, you know, 50 acres and
make your own food?
Yeah.
I remember this one woman on Art Bell one time. She was so, I mean, there are people out there that feel that our financial structure and institutions are nothing built up but on lies. And, you know,
right,
the tax structure is right non-constitutional. You shouldn't pay your taxes and all that stuff. And some of them are like, years ago, decades ago, this woman was talking about how she lives off the land. She grows her own blueberries, and mm-hmm, and she has to use horse poop. Like, horse poop is the best kind of soil, mm-hmm, to grow blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And she has rabbits for protein. Mm-hmm. And the last thing she said, I remember this so clearly. She goes, I just don't understand, like, why it hasn't happened yet. Like,
right,
why the economy hasn't. Why
I did all of this.
We're in debt. We're in debt up to $2 billion. Right. Oh, why hasn't the economy right collapsed right yet? I'm like, I want to talk to this woman mm-hmm now, because is she just literally
future
shaking,
if she future woman.
Yeah, is she shaking in her boots right now? Yeah. Or is she, or did the bubble break and going, oh, this is all just a construct.
Yeah.
We don't have any idea how this works out.
I can go into Aldi's and buy frozen blueberries for $1.99.
Yeah, still. Like, I don't know what's going
yeah
on. And, or will she? Now, here's the thing. If you appreciate and enjoy.
Yeah, if you love it.
Collecting horse poop and growing blueberries.
Well, can I say something? My friend.
Yeah.
From Colorado.
You were going to say her name, but you didn't want to.
She collects chicken poop.
Oh.
And she says it makes the best soil. Mm. Everything just grows amazing in chicken poop.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's weird, because my feeling is that chicken poop is very little. And so
yes,
how is she collecting it? Did she buy
bags?
It?
No. Her daughter makes it.
Oh, her daughter has chickens and she makes it and collects
the
poop.
Her daughter's a chicken. She says, yes, her daughter has chickens, Julie.
I'm like, how is her daughter making the chicken poop? How is that done?
Every morning
at
7 a.m. She gets up.
And she squeezes her chickens. Sometimes an egg comes out and sometimes a poop comes out.
Right.
Well, in a world where we are soon going to be cloning ribeye steaks,
mm-hmm,
I'm totally like, I don't know what's going
I'm
on.
I'm down with that. That's my favorite ribeyes.
Oh, they're so good. Yum, yum, yum. I don't know if I want to clone one. I don't know if I want one made out of soybeans or clone. I'm just not sure. I don't know how it's all going to work out. Because all I know is this too.
So you should be worrying more about Bitcoin taking over, you know, our imaginary money.
I know.
Taking over more than imaginary stakes.
I'm worried about just, I'm worried that in a, that, like we said last time, we talked about how you've been, Mom, you're being programmed to not just live to 100, but 120. Mm-hmm. Greg Braden now says 200. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're like, how, to get to that level, are we all just living imaginary then? Is that how it's happening?
I have no idea.
I don't know. To make a small imprint.
Yeah.
And I thought that living imaginary mm-hmm. was good for the planet and global warming.
Yeah.
Then to find out, it's not.
No.
For whatever reason, living imaginary lives,
yeah.
virtual lives,
fucking shoots the planet up 2 degrees.
Yeah, incredible minimum. Amount of electricity is needed to do that.
Yes.
And you're just like, crap.
Immense amount of electricity.
Immense amount of electricity.
In fact, all the computers that are in the ocean are heating up the ocean to do it. Just to have one Bitcoin.
Just to have one Bitcoin. So we're like, what?
Excuse me,
problem?
People, but dive deep into this and you will realize. Now, you don't even have to go too deep.
No, it's not deep state stuff. This is not conspiracy stuff.
No.
This is actually.
Yeah, that's why the oceans are heating up. It's all the computers in the ocean.
Is it really? That's the reason why?
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. This is great. We are so messed up, people. What are we going to do about this? Who do I see about that? That's a reference for about 30 years ago. Well, not 30.
Who do we
Remember
see about
George
that?
Remember George Clooney? When,
yes.
Who do I see about that? Yeah.
Sorry.
I love that.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about anything else we're going on? We got about 4 minutes left.
In 4 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. Nah. Okay, cool. But next week, we got some good positive stuff happening for us that is kind of been coming from faith-based to physical-based. And then that's why we're going to go away on our vacation.
Oh, yes. We're leaving as we speak in a few hours to go away.
Yes.
We're going to be by water.
Yes.
Not like the ocean.
No.
Not like the Great Lakes.
No.
But the mighty Mississippi.
We're going to go to the mighty Mississippi for a vacation.
We're going to have a cabin on the mighty Mississippi.
Yes. Well, and it's kind of funny because as we're
muddy,
getting...
It's actually the muddy Mississippi.
The muddy. And it's quite funny because you've been excited about this. And I think just... going and planning is always more exciting than the actual vacation sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
And today's the day you started getting ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the first thing you said to me was, oh, God, this is a mistake. I feel this could be a big mistake. Going
I feel like it's like, you know how
too
when,
much of a hassle.
When you have a child, a baby, you got to take all these diaper bags and everything.
Yeah.
Along. I mean, that's how I feel with me. I just feel like, oh, my God, I got so much stuff to take along.
You have a ton of
and I always want to go mobile.
I know. This is the problem with you. You say you want to go mobile.
Yeah.
But there's nothing mobile about you.
I know.
Nothing.
I know.
You have a trunk full. You really are a housewives of Dixon.
The housewife of Dixon.
Yes. You want to take it out.
On Bravo.
Exactly. And regardless of how long you're going, because you're going for 5 nights. That's a lot. That's enough.
Yeah.
You know.
But I want to take my own bedspread.
Yeah.
I want to take my own sheets.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take my own pills.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong, people? Is that wrong?
It's not wrong.
It just takes a lot of space.
I want you to own it. You be you.
Thank you, Julie.
If you want to be me, you ain't going any of that stuff and just like winging it. And I said, I can take a shower when I come back home. And you're like, you might want to take a shower. Bring your shampoo. I'm like, oh, okay. But I'm going mobile.
Well, it's kind of interesting because we're splitting up. Julie is coming with me for half the time.
Yes.
And then meeting Normano. And he's coming with me the other half.
Exactly.
So both Julie and Normano get private time.
With you.
Well, I was thinking at home.
Yes. Oh, that's exactly right. We get private time.
Julie gets to do the dance of joy.
Exactly. That's exactly
So you know
right.
what I think we learned this whole podcast, Julie?
Mm-mm.
If you want to be me, be me. If you want to be you, be you. You.
There's a million things to do. You know what I mean. How's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. great.